T7OR. Pretty quiet out there.
We're trying to sleep.
Yeah, pretty quiet. Glad we got nice audio that doesn't bother anyone.
The calm before the storm.
Making a late dinner. Let's see if we can wake him up. VA7XM, VA7X-Ray Mike. Good evening. This is Victor Echo 7, Ocean Radio.
Wow, why so loud? You might wake somebody up. Maybe I should go get my Turner.
Oh, yeah, Turner Plus 3, one of my favorite mics. The only one that was patented by Turner to have a circuit on it called Module Guard, where you would never distort. Super Sidekicks, bleh. Plus 2s, bleh. But a Turner Plus 3, yeah, baby.
VA7XM, by the way. Did you ever see that movie Spinal Tap, where they're talking about how loud their amps go and theirs goes to 11, just to be one louder?
No, I try to, you know, I run a really decent radio. I try to keep the audio to a 100% deviation here. So, yeah, you guys understand.
Well, I was going to say, as Turner got it right, you don't take the volume to 11. You add a whole other volume dial, so you turn it up, then you turn it up again. You just get loud.
Are you talking about that cheap plastic piece of crap like they did with stereo receivers and put plastic faces on it? The Expander 500? Ugh, you had an ugly looking microphone.
No, no, I'm talking about the Super Sidekick. By the way, there's a brand spanking new Expander 500 on eBay. Brand new, in the box, warranty seal still on it. All yours for $275 US, not including tariff.
Yeah, actually, I noticed on eBay for $375 American, a Golden Eagle. And I do have one in mint condition in the basement as a lollipop with the Golden Eagle on it.
That's a shelf mic. You just put it on the shelf and show it off.
Yeah, yeah. It was given to me by a very... Actually, I bought it off a very dear friend. I'll send you a photo of it. It's gorgeous. I wrapped it up in some nice cloth, a cheesecloth and that, and put that one away. Of course, making sure the battery wasn't left in it.
Well, I seem to remember something about a realistic handheld preamp microphone, the one that takes a 7-volt battery.
Yes, and I know you want that, and I've got to start digging downstairs. I know you're interested in that.
Yeah, it would be a novelty, but I really like those mics back in the day.
No, that was a nice mic. I had a lot of fun with that. I actually used that a lot on a Citizen M5 sideband in its day, which was a copycat of another company. I think it was called Universe or something, the 40-channel sideband, M5 mobile. Oh, it worked just perfect with it.
Yeah, I used mine on a couple of different Midlands. And, of course, the realistic TRC-449.
No, I go way beyond 449. That's 40-channel. I'm TRC-47, TRC-48, Navajo TRC-30, one-hander, Mini 23s. Those were the classics.
Oh, you haven't gone back far enough. You got to go back to the TRC-3B or the TRC-9. They're so old you have to plug crystals in and you can only have 3 channels or 7, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. I had a TRC, I think it was called a 22, six channel, CB radio, 1970, oh shit, let me think now, about 1974?
Yeah, what we used to do is we get those little seven-channel radios, you know, they're channel A, B, C, D, that sort of thing, right? And you turn the crystals around. So you put the receive and the transmit and the receive, and you're off somewhere else on the dial. Like, you're outside of the 40, at the time, the 23-channel band. I don't even know where you went. But that was the beginning of free banding.
I think the funniest Radio Shack CB radio that was ever made was called the One-Hander. They made it in a 23-channel and then eventually a 40-channel where everything was in your hand. And the other one that I had that I thought was funny that looked like a mobile telephone with a telephone handle and you pick it up and talk in it. I thought those were funnier now.
Yeah, a friend of mine had the 23-channel version of those. Fair to say, piece of junk.
Yeah. I think the One-Hander was a really neat development in communication because it really brought on more of the development of where we are now in radios. You know, one hand, not talking handhelds, but one hand, one simplicity that controls the radio, I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a comeback on that, too. If I'm not mistaken, Midland makes a one-hand CB and a one-hand GMRS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. 1945 UTC. An M7 solar flare just detected around the Earth. Oh, Lord. Dimming in events around the flare. Well, so much for Hank's helping hand net tonight.
Oh, and go down to 80. There's a bit of activity there tonight. And it's a pretty low noise level, too.
Oh, I checked in with the BC net. Oh, man, it was just terribly crackling and making a bunch of noise. I get in there and get the hell out when it gets that way.
Well, I'm getting some guys pretty damn clear, way cleaner than I normally do on that band.
Okay, I'm going to have some dinner. Bug Rocks, I think he's in there. He's got bubble gun on his knees. I think he's looking for something to take it off.
V7 or VA7XM. Yeah, you go eat your dinner. Rocks, are you still in there?
Hey, Rox, you're being called from the kitchen.
Kitchen duties.
Oh, sure. Answer Merlin, but you won't answer me.
Oops. No, I had the volume of something too high and the volume of the radio here too low. Balance them out. What I was watching is now frozen on hold.
I was going to ask you about your sideband radio. Merlin was saying it's like 100 milliwatts or something like that. That's why it's when it comes in around S1.
Well, that's Bob's RPX. He was always net control on the 225 net. But when his radio stopped transmitting properly with a watt or less, I kind of took over the net control duties. And it went from there. But, no, I got normal watt power. There shouldn't be any problem here.
I was just curious because FM is full scale, full quieting. Sideband, I can hear you fine, but you only usually come over on one or on a good day 2S units. And Merlin, I'll blame him. He was saying you had no power on that thing.
Oh, I know why. I should use a different antenna. I'm using the Diamond X50, which doesn't seem to work that well with sideband, especially where it's mounted. against a metallic balcony railing, whereas my 2-meter 5/8 whip performs a lot better. It's isolated, it's got proper ground radials, it's a single band antenna, and it radiates out a lot better. So maybe I'll switch to that antenna for the 225 net.
What antenna are you on right now?
That's the one, the 2-meter 5/8 single band antenna to get into 694 here. I'm on 2 meters. Let me just try the UHF side. Test, test. There we go. I'm now a little higher up in the radio spectrum, 443.525. I hear myself on 2 meters because I'm duplex. And, oh, it's low
quack,
power.
Quack, quack,
quack. Yeah, let me go to high power. There we go. I don't really notice any difference. Yeah, I hear the 2-meter side, so I'm in full duplex mode. Anything going on the repeater's output while I'm talking, I will hear it. Huh. Very interesting.
Well, I checked the input both on 2 meters and on UHF, and you were almost full bars. One bar short of a full load on 2 meters. And on UHF, I was just hearing a scratch.
Yeah. That's a Diamond X50, of course, a dual-band antenna that I'm using on 70 centimeters here. But yeah, for the sideband net, maybe I'll flip it over to the 5/8 whip, which seems to do a much better job. I'll do that, see what happens. Yep. And we checked into the Chilliwack net Monday night there, the Chilliwack net. And there was all kinds of call signs I didn't recognize, new stations. I was thinking I should tell some of them, hey, if you got sideband, get in on the 225 net. We did used to get at least 3 Chilliwack check-ins on there, so that would be interesting to hear them.
Yeah, I was on the Chilliwack net last night also, FM and sideband.
Oh, there we go. 147-100 at 7 o'clock. Duly noted. I think the net control said he would put me on the roll call, so they might be calling me on the next go-around. I don't hit that repeater from here. I do hit one of the Chilliwack repeaters. There's 3 of them, by the way, on the 2-meter band. I hit the